Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, I'm back again with some movie reviews. As I've said, springtime is film festival time in Toronto, and you can catch the Toronto Film Society's Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid weekend at the Carlton in Toronto starting tonight for a chance to see black and white film noir and classics from the 1940s like Suspicion, The Big Sleep, and Double Indemnity. And starting on Wednesday is the Unique and Amazing Images Media Arts Festival. Images is North America's biggest festival of art-driven film and videos, including live performances, gallery installations, and, of course, movies. It's their 25th anniversary, so you can see new and innovative work, as well as amazing stuff shown their first year way back in the 80s. Festival opens with John Acomfra's The Nine Muses and closes with a live performance by Yola Tenga.
Que negras son las horas sin estar a tu lado. Las noches son eternas y estoy lejos de ti.
So first, The Strawberry Tree, directed by Simone Rapisarda Casanova. This film is filled with looks at mundane but lovely scenes of life in a small Cuban fishing village. The scenes range from repairing fishing nets to teaming fish underwater or the slaughter of a goat to a woman peeling plantains or a man performing card tricks at a kid's party. Her camera is an unmoving, dispassionate observer set up on the floor, usually at a distance from the people it's filming, but the posture of an artist's indifference is challenged and exposed by the constant patter of the film's subjects, with sexual banter, casual insults, joking stories, and comments often involving the artist by name. They talk about her jewelry, they make fun of her accent, her attitude, her looks, her wealth, and they also chat about the way they think her life must be like in Canada. And they talk about the film itself and how it distorts, positively or negatively, the way it makes them look. So the calm beauty of the film is balanced with the knowledge from the very first frame that everything we see was later wiped out by a hurricane that flattened the village after the film was made. This is a gorgeous and often funny impression of small town life in Cuba. Next, to get in the mood for the festival, on Wednesday, the day before it begins, there's an amazing free screening of The Pettifogger, directed by Lewis Klar. This is kind of an art film, kind of a mood narrative about an early 60s gambler. It's filled with noirish newspaper comics, film stills, and found objects like buttons, poker chips, and plastic sword-shaped toothpicks. Everything leads back to hard-boiled tough guys, you know, men who wear hats, and their femme fatale. Using cutout-style animation, Klar manipulates the collage images across the screen in jerky jumps. So suspicious-looking comic strip detectives can be seen peeking through the glassine windows of manila envelopes. Two jacks from a poker deck do an angry, sullen standoff before skulking off screen again. And everywhere there are the bright colored icons of that man's world. Cigarettes, Mickeys of scotch, license plates, greenbacks with hearts and spades, all floating around on the screen. And the bars of one-armed bandits, you know, bar, detach themselves and become colored bars blocking or censoring the stories he tells, like going off someone's eyes or someone's face. And in the background, sounds of traffic, thunderstorms, and ever-suspicious dialogue from radio pot boilers. So check out The Strawberry Tree and Pettifogger at Images, all starting next week. Well, last week, when I left the studio, I saw a stone's throw away, Queen's Park, a protest against bullying. That's nice, I thought. They're against teenage bullying. Until I got closer. It was a pro-bullying demonstration. A what? That's like a protest against puppies. Apparently, fundamentalist right-wing religious groups object to the new law because it involves teaching sex in public high schools and allowing for gay straight alliance support groups. Those are the groups that are trying to stop all the kids who are driven to suicide by the bullying. It seems there are people who want to keep bullying as it is now. Well, there are also two documentaries opening this weekend. One is Bully, directed by Lee Hirsch, which is getting a lot of attention, and the other is Fightville, directed by Petra Epperlein and Michael Tucker of Gunner Palace fame. Both of these played at last year's Hot Docs. One's about bullying, the other's about mixed martial arts. So which one is the better documentary? It's hard to admit, or I hate to admit, but Fightville is just a much better documentary. Its characters are more interesting, its camera work is more pleasing, and the storyline, which is two young fighters trying to become pros versus the five high school students who get bullied, Bully, is more engaging. The problem is Bully, which follows the five kids around, has a feeling of a fundraiser, a charity infomercial, the sort of thing you find yourself watching on cable TV at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. It's bland, it's slow, it's boring. And I even got the impression that the filmmaker intentionally tried to play up one poor kid's unusual face by putting the camera at a certain angle to make him look more odd than he actually was, which in my mind is movie bullying. Does that mean bullying as an issue is less important than a bloody competitive sport? Of course not. It's just that Fightville is a better movie than Bully. So opening this weekend are Lovers in a Dangerous Time, a low-budget, pretty romantic Canadian drama, Pettifogger, and The Strawberry Tree. Go to imagesfestival.com for information. And the docs, Fightville and Bully. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.